Welcome to the Undefined Podcast, sponsored by TrackJS. I'm Jared Palmer.
And I'm Ken Wheeler. And today we have a very special guest. Hi, Ihani. What's up, dog?
Not much, dude. Yeah, so Ihani on the mic. How's it going, y'all?
I'm chilling, man. How about you, Jared? How are you today?
Phenomenal.
You look phenomenal. You're so fucking buttoned up right now.
Thanks, buddy. Just cracked a little cold one.
Fucking Neutrogena commercial, motherfucker.
Oh, you know how it is.
You know how it is. Can you tell the folks at home who you are and what you do?
Yeah, so name's Ihani Akachuku. I'm a senior engineer at GitHub, working on GitHub Actions. What else? Oh, yeah, I live in Brooklyn, New York. And, yeah, I do full stack work.
Full stack work.
Yeah, product engineering.
Woo. So you write a lot of Go, is that right?
Yep, every day.
Can you tell me about it? We're a bunch of JavaScript kids. I'd love to hear more about it.
Yeah, so Go is a language invented by Google. I forget when it was released. It's like either 2008 or 2009, I believe. Basically, it's a stackly type language that's really good for building out microservices and is very good for building out concurrent programs. So it has good concurrency primitives, a few languages out there, like some of the best concurrency primitives, in my opinion, are both like Go and Elixir. But Go is a little bit more bare bones. It's like a good middleweight. It's like a good middle language between like C. It's like a mix of C, Python, and like JavaScript, weirdly enough. But I really like it. It's been chill.
What did you write before you wrote Go?
I was doing mostly like front end work, really. I've never really used Node. I've always tried it, but I just never liked it. So I just would stick to like doing Rails or Django. Yeah,
Node is whack sauce.
Yeah, I'm not a big fan of it. I was just writing a lot of JavaScript, like front end code whenever I was at my last job. Just using a lot of Ember. Also, just whenever I do back end stuff, Ruby on Rails, and then Django and Python. But generally speaking, it's just like, you know, just those two languages for back-end stuff.
Dude, that's fucking wild that you pivoted from like a front-end JS kind of stack into Go and back-end. Do you like back-end better?
It depends. It's like, so there's like different problems to be solved. I do miss the tangible feeling of seeing the, like, you know, the fruit of your labor. Whenever you do front-end work, you build the UI out and you're like, oh, it's the finished product. But then, interesting enough, like, is very few opportunities to work at companies that have the same scale of GitHub, for example, right? So working on like the backend related things at GitHub scale has been mad, like, enlightening. It's also just a way to like learn how to build out more scalable systems. So I feel like I've had an opportunity to learn a lot more about like while working in backend. There's a lot more gaps in my knowledge there. Whereas front end, it's like, okay, like, you know, switching between like React, Vue, and Ember and all that, like pretty much is like, yeah, they're different like syntactically, but everything kind of feels the same to me for the most part. So it's been dope.
That's pretty sweet. That I mean, yeah, React is pretty boring at this point. So why not? Like,
I would tend to agree.
So yeah, I mean, it sounds awesome. I know that you're pretty full stack though, right? Like you have this job thing, right? It's called Seeker. Could you talk a little about that?
Yeah. And, so yeah, what about it?
No, I was just saying that like it's awesome to see someone that's really full stack that does the whole thing, right? That is not just one or the other. A lot of the time, and on this podcast, we've had like very front end focused developers, and so it's refreshing to bring on someone who can do the whole thing.
Yeah, I think it's like in college, like I majored in both computer science and design, so I have like a bachelor of science in computer science and a bachelor of arts in design. And I got into design just because I'm bad at it, or I like have a lot of room for improvement with it. But at the same time, I want to at least have like the foundations to be able to like build my own products and whatnot. So it's been pretty dope. And like, you know, I got into coding, doing like front end stuff, like starting off doing like, you know, marketing sites and stuff like that. But then pivoting into building like products once I taught myself Ruby on Rails. So it's been pretty chill.
Dude, that's fucking wild. How did you actually get into coding originally?
So let me think about this, because it's a kind of like, it all depends really. Like I was first introduced to it in high school. I took a like introduction to like HTML and like CSS course in high school, But I don't really like counting that because a teacher had us out here making websites with like table cells and shit. And like, you know, and it was like, you know, CSS2 was still a thing, right? Like it was kind of not the right era to be teaching that. And then whenever I was in, like whenever I was a kid, I was like a script kiddie. So I'd be playing like a lot of video games and stuff like that. And I would download like, you know, either botting frameworks or like, you know, doing stuff to like exploit the game and all that. And I was messing with code then and tweaking scripts here and there, but I didn't really know what I was doing, but I did have like some exposure to it. And I ended up taking a introduction to programming course as well in high school, but I still don't count that because I was like, she gave us code, printed out on a sheet of paper, and then she took out like variables and just like fill in the blank. And I feel like, you know, it's like not that hard. So it was like, she was like, wow, you're so good at this. You know, I'm just like, it's just filling in the blanks with like the missing variables, right? It's like, so I really got into it in college whenever I majored in computer science. So I learned like MATLAB, whatever, in my introduction to engineering course. But then Fundamentals of Computing 1, my first semester of sophomore year is when they taught us C. And then like the follow-up course to that was C++. And then I started doing research where I learned PHP, hated that. And then I started doing another research program where I started learning Python. And that's when I really fell into like, you know, scripting and like building things like parsers or like, you know, backends or like mini backends using Flask and stuff. And then I just started picking up new things like Android app development with some Java and just all this other good stuff.
Dude, beast mode. That's awesome. You like just rattled off most of the web. Like at this point, what don't you know?
iOS, I gave it a shot and I'm like, yo, this sucks. And
you know, that's so funny.
It's gotten a lot better. Like if you try to back cool. in Objective-C days, like this whole Swift UI shit, it's all right. It should probably be, it should be pretty cool coming from Go. Like if you fucking write Swift, it's
I mean to get back to like trying iOS dev, you know, I want to build, but I actually want to focus on like getting back into building Android apps. But it's weird. Whenever I was younger, I was using my phone for like everything, you know, like it was my first smartphone. So I was like, whoa, I want to build apps and shit. But now I'm like, being a grown-ass man, I'm like, I don't really use my phone for like that much more than like keeping in touch with people and maybe like, you know, posting on Twitter, right? So we'll see.
I feel that. I'm really trying to delete as many apps on my phone as possible at this point.
Likewise.
How lightweight can I actually keep this thing is my goal.
Dude, yeah. I do a split, right? So all my creation shit,
yeah,
I keep on the computer. And now I have an iPad, so all my consumption shit I put on the iPad.
That's smart.
And then it's just like music and communication on the phone for the most part.
Makes sense.
So I keep my laptop downstairs, so when I go upstairs after work, like I have the iPad, so like I can't create at night.
See, you have the nicety of living in Jersey where you can have two floors to live in.
Yeah, they're not two big floors, man.
You're in Brooklyn?
Yeah, I'm in Bed-Stuy.
Sick. So what's it like working remotely at GitHub?
It's been pretty dope. So I'm a previous employer, you know, 45% of the company was remote, but I was actually going into HQ like 3 to 4 times a week.
God damn.
Yeah, but it's chill, you know, free lunch and all that. So it's kind of worth it. But, you know, I've been liking working remotely. It's like Don't get me wrong, I'm a sociable person and I can talk to people, but when it comes to like working mode, I like to be heads down, in the zone, focused, like, you know, getting things done. So it's been pretty dope for like my productivity and just focus and getting things done. And also being that I'm an introverted individual, like the fact that I don't have to talk to people during the day leaves me more energy to go out and socialize after work and meet up with friends. So I've been digging it.
You're preaching to the choir, dude.
That's
awesome. Hate offices so much.
I started working from home fully remote now for the last probably 2-3 weeks.
How's it going?
Actually about a month. I lost something like real close to 8 or 9 pounds because I've just been cooking.
Oh wow. Versus going out and getting lunch.
Yeah, or just like being so tired from the whole day that I just ordered in.
Yeah.
Because I'd be so, yeah.
I'm assuming masturbation's through the roof.
Oh, yeah. Up 10x. Up 10x. Maybe 15x.
Oh, man. Yeah.
I get
when do you buy
now.
Groceries? Just like, well, you just have your standard routine?
I live really close to a Whole Foods. And so what I do is I go for my run in the morning, which I've been doing for like 3 miles. Ken, we'll talk about Strava in a minute. But do a little 3 mile. It's a walk run. Let's be honest here. I'm not running the whole time. I come back and I go to the grocery store. I pick up whatever I need to pick up. It's actually pretty sweet. And then since it's on my way back. And so there are like two benefits of that. One, I don't really have to do a ton of meal planning. Two, I can get ripe avocados. That's basically the only
you get ripe avocados?
Well, I just get the one I need for like, if I want to have one for lunch, I just can go get it. Like when
your Whole Foods just has ripe avocados on deck.
Yeah.
That's privilege, dog.
Yeah, it is. Well, we live in the future, dude. We just live in the future. Like I literally can find a perfect avocado just for lunchtime.
So I need to know something.
Yeah.
Have you tried cotton candy grapes?
No. What? No. Right. What, enlighten me.
So
before we do that, drink check.
Drink check.
Drink check. So
you're up, dog.
I'm about a Brooklyn Ale, but I'm about to switch to some White Claw.
Which White Claw?
It's the last one left in a variety pack, so it's a raspberry, which is actually like the Robitussin flavor, but we'll go with it.
It could be worse. It could be a lime.
Lime is pretty ratchet, dude. Lime's pretty bad.
Lime's fucking gross, dude.
The grossest.
All right, so what I have here is a 750 milliliter Grey Goose, as you
Did you steal it from the club?
Fuck no, dude. I short story, right? Because I'm out here in the suburbs, not only do I get my food delivered with Amazon Go or whatever the fuck their service is, right? Mm-hmm. But there's an app called Drizzly where they'll deliver liquor to your house.
Nice. Interesting. I use Minibar for that. It's so good.
Yeah. You know what the funny thing about that Amazon shit is? Like, because it's Whole Foods, like, you can't order bullshit. Which is also good and bad.
Right, yeah. There's no Coca-Cola.
You can't order soda. You can't order, like, chips, really.
It really sucks, though, because when you want to actually buy, like, toothpaste, you go to Whole Foods, you're going to have, like, Tom's Organic Tooth Cream.
Like, nah, fuck that. I want Crest Ultra White.
Right, exactly.
Nah, facts.
You know, like some of that shit is just too much, right? Like,
nah, I feel that.
I don't want CBD infused fucking toothpaste. I want Crest. It's just
or Colgate. Yeah,
straight or whatever. Up. It doesn't fucking matter. It's
Plus
it's
White. Tough. Do you know about Plus White?
Plus White. Yeah.
Yo, Plus White was like aluminum fucking concrete shit, right? Like you could do anything. You could drink red wine and smoke 90 cigarettes and drink a cup of coffee. You put Plus White on, the shit was money. But I haven't been able to find it. It's off the market.
I wonder
sounds
why.
Like for good reason. Yeah,
there's no enamel left in my teeth. Well, you know, what are you gonna do?
That's why you're gonna get grills, right, Ken?
That's right, dude. Yo, I went out to Chicago, and apparently there's a grill place in Chicago, like the grill place, and on their Insta they're like DM us for an appointment, and I did because I was gonna get a bottom row, and they
is that what it's called
a
bottom row?
Well, no, like the bottom row of teeth, right? Like,
no, I got that far. I just meant like I didn't know that was the preferred nomenclature for
well, rows. Yeah, that's like
top what, row, bottom row.
Yeah, like you get like the fully, you can get fangs, you can get the bottom row, the top row, but like a lot of people are doing the bottom row these days. So.
Yeah, I've been noticing that.
That's how I was gonna do it, and then they never got back in touch with me.
You take them out before you eat, obviously.
Yeah.
It's like a retainer.
Like a retainer, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Just confirming. But yeah, sweet.
Yeah. So back to cotton candy grapes.
What the fuck are those?
So these are fucking they're grapes that have been genetically modified to taste like fucking cotton candy, right? It's the craziest shit you've ever seen in your entire life. Like apparently, like, way back in the day, they originally modified these grapes to be like a sturdy ass breed or some shit like that, like whatever the fuck, like, you know, like they made grapes that were like, you know, like supermarket grapes, so they didn't get all fucked up or whatever, and they took a lot of the sweetness out of them, right? So there's this company called The Grapery, which came out with brand new ass grapes that are like, you know, they have like flavor scientists that can like mix in these different hybrids and shit so that I'm telling you, these grapes are the craziest shit. Like,
I guess we're not going to find them in London when we see each other, but you'll come. No. Do a thing.
You know, I'm bringing the whole family, right?
Yeah, you are.
That should be a hoot. We're going to Paris for a week first. We're leaving on Friday.
Paris.
Out in Paris with a Perrier's.
You got to go to LVMH, the museum that I went to. You got to go to that shit.
Yeah, I'm not bringing kids to that shit.
Okay, I see.
I'm gonna bring the lady to the speaker dinner though.
Hey,
what conference is going on in London?
The backup to those who weren't not invited to ReactConf, aka React Advanced. No, so
I think it'll be a good one, man.
Dude, it's gonna be a great conference. Honestly, it's gonna be a bomb conference. I'm going. Ken's going. Natty Ice is going. Sean Wang is going.
Dude, mad motherfuckers are going.
Yeah, Yanni will be there. I think
Yanni and Marcel are MC.
Who's the? Oh, is that who the MCs are? Nice.
Yeah, which should be a hoot. I'm gonna give a bomb ass performance talk.
Oh, really?
It's gonna be funny to give a talk where it's not like all fucking like, you know, like smoke and mirrors, fucking gimmick bullshit.
Mm.
You know, usually I'm like, look, I made a drum machine with this. I'm gonna come at him with some.
When are you next speaking? Both of you.
Dude, I'm taking a break from like talking at conferences. Like last conference I talked at was Stranger in St. Louis last year. This year I've just been literally traveling for like work-related things or life-related things, and I just don't have time to actually make conference talks. So maybe next year.
I'm gonna go ahead and echo that sentiment.
Yeah, this is my last one for a long time.
So my next one after this, which might be my last one for a very long time, is going to be Render ATL in May.
Mm.
It's going to be
Besides Undefined Conf at an undefined date, but besides that one, this will be my last conference talk.
Render ATL, because I want to go to Atlanta. That'll be fun.
That'll be fun. Yeah, it's just such a huge time suck. It really is, especially the ones that are overseas. It's just brutal.
Yeah, you know, I mean, it's cool. I like
it. And you don't get paid.
Nope. And I put a lot of time and like effort into my talk slide. So I'm not trying to do that. You know, I have hobbies and side projects and stuff.
You could just you literally could have like profitable side projects that are way better use case. You like use of your time.
Yeah.
I focus on like health and my kids and shit. Like,
yeah.
Dad of the year.
We do have sponsors on this podcast.
That's right.
Yeah, and it's time to holler at them. So JavaScript sucks sometimes, even that shit you write. You need to know when things start crashing in production. TrackJS error monitoring for JavaScript quickly integrates with your front-end or node application, regardless of framework, so you know when a fucking bug gets out. TrackJS installs in minutes, and you get context about what the user, network, and application were doing before an error. It's like having an airplane's black box in your UI. So you can find out, recreate, and fix problems first. TrackJS is an engineer-owned cloud service that will make your JavaScript better and your website more reliable. You can try it free at undefined.fm/TrackJS. Don't fucking go to TrackJS.com. This is the Undefined podcast. Go to undefined.fm/TrackJS. That's important. Go there. Click it. You're not going to click it. You could click it. You could enter it into your URL bar. Do what you need to do.
That's all it is.
Check that shit the fuck out.
And also, this was the best ad read ever.
Concurred.
Sorry. Not sorry.
Amazing. Okay. Amazing. Amazing.
It's like, yeah. Have you ever heard like the AM radio in New York City?
Dude, I don't drive. What? We don't have cars.
It's the funniest thing because it's like so clearly marketed to New York. They're like, your fucking air conditioner is broken. What to do with that? Call up this guy. He'll fucking get it fixed for you. it's like I'm listening to this shit. I'm like, you know, this shit really speaks to me.
But you're from Jersey. Why would it speak to you?
Because it's the same shit.
Let's not even go down
that road. Oh, you stop that.
I agree. It's not the same. It's so different.
Worse.
Avi. Well, you said it, not me.
Okay. No, it's just like, I'm allowed to be like very, very, very like, I have my biases, and of those biases are the fact that New Yorkers are superior.
No, you can be superior, but don't even fucking play like I'm not closer to New York than Queens.
Whatever, it doesn't matter.
Okay.
We'll call them the New Jersey Giants.
So wait, don't you live in like Central Jersey? You don't even live in North Jersey.
I do. I live in Central Jersey.
It's very, it's like nowhere.
Yo, shut up, dude. Yo, you're bugging. You guys act like he lives in Jersey City. Like,
it's like, I live in Hoboken. Like, no, you don't, Ken. Fuck off.
No,
bro.
Like I can't afford to live in Hoboken.
You can afford to live anywhere.
Okay, that's fair, but I wouldn't go
voting. That's like there's not going to be a Ken Wheeler telethon anytime soon.
Think about the kind of square footage that I need with these children.
Yeah, that'd be hilarious.
Yeah. Oh, Penthouse Ken coming soon.
No, no. I mean, you know, we'll see. We'll see how it goes. You know,
big baller Ken.
Make some well placed investments.
You know. You know how it is. The
not so if I keep buying chains off of Amazon.
Yeah, what do you what is it, as I was about to bring this up? What the fuck is that, Ken?
I don't know. I just bought it. I thought it was dope. My wife was so pissed off about this.
Is that what you spent our advertising revenue on?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hilarious. 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 Hilarious.
So we're doing things.
So what's the future of GitHub Actions? Back to like the podcast. Like what's the grandiose vision? Or is it actually like fucking pretty close to done because it's perfect? Or is it like not even close? Is there another level?
I'm trying to make sure I can like think of what's in my head and like what I can and cannot say.
Get in trouble. I've been there.
Yeah, I know, right? Yo, facts. Future GitHub Actions, well, we want to give it to everybody, right? We're in beta, so.
Oh, it's still in beta?
Yeah, like what? Like, that's why it's like interesting, right? Because we're in beta, but just adoption has been so, like, it's been so dope to see, like, the adoption and articles being written about it. But, like, nah, we haven't even gone GA yet. So it's coming, like, you know, it's going to happen in the future. So that's pretty much the future of it. But, you know, just keep on making sure we can keep on building a fast and, like, you know, reliable product for y'all. And also, you know, make sure we can get it integrated into GitHub Enterprise sometime. Don't know when that's happening, but, you know, it's in the works.
Have you ever used GitHub Enterprise, Ken?
Extensively.
Really? I've never had an Enterprise account.
Yeah.
I used it in my last employer.
Three different companies, man.
Yeah. Is it cool?
Yeah. No, it's the same fucking thing as regular GitHub. I mean,
it's a little bit behind, though, you know, because they like .com gets it first and then Enterprise gets it. Like, at least from what I noticed, it felt like it was always like a few months behind at like my last job. So,
you know, I feel like on the internal shit, nobody was ever doing anything fancy anyway. Like, you know, like all the fancy shit everybody's doing on open source because you're playing, right? With open source, you're always fucking playing. You're having fun. You're exploring the new things and shit like that. Like at work, everybody's just like fucking commit it and push it out, man. Like nobody has time to fucking play around.
That's real.
Yo, just before this podcast, I had such an open source fuck myself moment. Oh my God.
What happened?
So TSDX is like is now like the blessed like first fucking CLI of TypeScript now.
Can I just hop in? That shit fucks. Continue. Fucks.
Okay. Thank you. I appreciate that. So TSDX, if you ever tried it, it's like, if you're trying to create a package for TypeScript in TypeScript and you use VS Code or you just want to use fucking TypeScript, MPX, TSDX, create, and you're done. You fucking go. It's really easy, turnkey, zero config. But I was being open source, Jared, and feeling like, yeah, like, fuck yeah. Like, let's let contributors fucking make changes.
They fucking blew it, didn't they?
You know what I'm about to say.
Yeah.
They fucking, some dude was like, actually, this is a thing I've seen before too. You ever seen it where it's like somebody's like, I want to contribute. Let's use my version of something that solves a specific problem that's a fork of the more popular thing, right? And they add their dependencies, right? And you're like, I don't really know. It seems like this fucking and I was like, I don't really know. It seems like this solves a problem. Okay, it seems to work. Famous last words, right?
Yeah, it's like this is your problem, not our problem.
Well, it was a problem, but it was one of those things where it was this person's solution and his problem.
How'd it go?
Not so hot, dude. Botched that fucking 10.0 release for a whole day, and not so fun.
A little 10.0.1 fast follow.
10.0.10.5 we're at right now.
Yeesh.
So that's
that kind of day.
It was that kind of day, and so. Then we lost backwards compatibility with Node 8, and then we were back together. And then the create command didn't work because they didn't move the dependencies from dev depths to fucking regular depths, and there was a peer dep issue. It's like, fuck.
Node 8, what is this, 1995?
And this is why I don't do, well, one, I don't do open source, and this is why I don't use Node.
Yo, no, it's ass. Also, anyway, that's real. But the other thing is just like, this doesn't help me. This is not good for my confidence in the open source world where I just like, you know, because my thing with this has been like, I actually don't have time to fully manage it. So like, yeah, let's fucking merge everything, right? Like, sure. Not everything, but like merge the shit that seemed like
you
the
try,
most minimal.
You try and like extend like a degree of trust to the community. And then like the second you do, it just bites you fucking tip first. And you're like, fuck, like I do have to be the one marshaling this shit.
Like, it's just, but then, you know, you're the product. Like, I don't know what's faster or slower at the end of the day. It's just like, I won't merge anything. There were actually two PRs that solved the same issue. And one was like a huge overhaul and like way overstepping what was necessary. And I just merged the simpler one. Lol.
Dude, I hate when motherfuckers come in with big ass PRs, man. I'm like,
it's so bad. It's so bad.
You're not.
Oh, but
Jared, why are you hating on my chain? I'll fucking kill you.
So like, I've never really had a piece of actually that's not true. But not a real piece of jewelry. Not a metal piece of jewelry.
No, never.
No, there's definitely was a hemp necklace like one summer, but like let's not get into it.
So I really wanted like a lambda or like fucking angle brackets with a forward slash as like a piece.
I would make so much fun of you.
Are you being serious right now, kid? Like literally, yeah. this guy's like, oh, writes Reason ML once and wants to get a freaking functional programming change. Get out of here, dude. Yo, fuck out of here, dude.
Yo, call the
what,
fuck
what,
out.
What am I gonna do? What am
call
I gonna do? What am I gonna get? Silicone?
Yeah, I gotta say, Ken, your love for this language is like far overblown. You've written like fucking cumulatively fucking like 4,000 lines of this shit. And like
it's so good.
For what? Like the 4,000 lines of this of code you of Hello World that you've written, to-do list you've written.
No, I haven't. I fucking shipped the native app.
Okay. Just think it's a lot, it's really overblown.
It's interesting though. You like build the most nutty like stuff using like just whether it's React, whether it's like Reason ML, whatever. Like, who the hell is like, I'm gonna build a synthesizer using Reason ML, Ken Wheeler, and you did something. I'm gonna build a crossbow gun using React Native, Ken Wheeler. And I think you did something else that you built too. Like, oh, you built like a React MIDI. I'm gonna build a freaking MIDI controller in the browser using React. I'm gonna build a game engine using React. Like, what is going on in your head? Like, just because you can doesn't mean you should.
Like, I'm just having fun with it. I put auto-tune in the browser too.
Oh, yeah. You sent me that demo. That's just fucking sweet.
Yeah, that's nutty.
It's just, you know, it's just having fun.
That's good. Fun. Just here for a good time. I feel it.
Yeah, someday I'll learn C++ and make money off of these things.
Man, you should learn Rust instead.
You know what we got to do? We got to get a job board up using Seeker.
I would totally be down for that. I would love any and all feedback. I'm starting to get more free time to actually go back to working on it and like going through a redesign process on it right now and like make it more extensible for people. It's
tell
hard,
people,
right?
Tell people what it is. Tell people what it is.
Right. Bet. So Seeker, it's you can peep it at seeker.company. It's a job board as a service. Basically, if you need a job board for your community or your content, or your like website, if you have a blog or whatever, you can go to Seeker, sign up for an account and basically make a job board. You can connect Stripe using Stripe Connect and get paid out, set a price for the job board, set a duration, and yeah, it's pretty tight.
Dude, we should totally do that. We should start undefined jobs. We
really should, dude.
That's yeah, cash. I mean,
yeah, dude, I'm fucking into that.
Yeah, yeah, you know, and work on making it more customizable, make it with your own branding on there and all that good stuff. You know,
sick.
Doing the redesign process right now. It's coming along, it's chugging along.
Just doing it all the
time. Yeah. Between balancing, like, you know, hanging out with, like, you know, work, friends, girlfriend, and side project, like, very limited time in a day and, like, you know, sleeping.
It's crazy. Like, I'm supposed
sleeping.
To. Dude, I'm supposed to read. I'm supposed to go out with my friends. I'm supposed to
exercise.
I'm supposed to cook food. I'm supposed to lift. I'm supposed to fucking run. I'm supposed to code. And then I'm supposed to have like 6 side projects. And then I'm supposed to maintain like all this other shit that like I built like 3 years ago.
Dude, you have a sick ass book list, dude.
Oh, did you like that? I published that shit. It's not
really
even done
did.
Yet.
You fucking read Ulysses this year?
No, that's not this year. This is like legend. This is like my favorite books. I probably should make that.
Oh, okay. I thought you read that this year. I was like, you fucking read Ulysses this year?
No, I read. I was forced to read that in high school. But I feel like it was one of those books where I was like, actually, it was one of those books where it was one of the few A minuses, A's I got in English when I was in high school. So I was like, fuck it. Badge of honor. It's a weird book.
Jumping back over to Rust for a second.
Yeah.
You guys write Rust?
I read the docs. It's pretty interesting.
I've been writing Rust lately, and it like most of the languages that I use that are like systems languages, I like them better in their native context rather than their web context.
Yeah. Are you writing WASM also, shit?
Like, yeah. So like Rust to WASM has one of the best like language to WASM stories right now, at least I think so, better than like C++.
Well, wasn't it like actually derived by like or invented by Mozilla in some way, shape, or form for like use within Firefox, or am I bugging?
If it wasn't derived, then it was just thoroughly championed. They used the fuck out of Rust there.
Yeah, I dabbled with it. I want to build a parser using it. I also started rewriting the game I wrote in college in C++. I started rewriting it using Rust. The whole traits thing and like relearning how those work and like, you know, outside traditional like classes and object-oriented programming has been tripping me up. But so far, so good. And the whole like ownership model of like memory.
Yeah, like lifetimes fuck me up. Like everything else
yeah.
is fine, but lifetimes fuck me up.
What is a lifetime?
It's like part of like the ownership model.
Oh yeah, it's not
basically normal. Yeah, you have to say, like, you can't just pass things by reference, right? Like, well, you can, but you can't just pass things by reference and then, like, mutate it, right? You have to say, like, oh, make this thing be, like, this is mutable and can be changed in the scope of this function, which is nice because it's very explicitly saying, like, okay, there's a side effect happening inside of this function, but still at the same time, it's, like, just kind of trippy, right? And there's, like, games inherently should have a global state of sorts and, like, is this a whole bunch of like unsafe or like whatever unwraps going around like the entire code base that I've been working in? It's kind of nutty.
It's a little rowdy. And then like when you get to the WASM shit, like today, like I tried to use it with Parcel today because Parcel will let you load a Rust file and then you just import the shit.
That's tight.
But WASM apparently only will let you do like int 32s. Right, so I was trying to
that's because the browser only has that many bits, right?
Yeah, so I was trying to pass a vector back and forth and it was coming back undefined and it drove me out of my fucking mind. Apparently you need to use like WASM bindgen or some shit like that and like a whole like Cargill's Homol type setup, like, but like
sounds fucking sweet.
It's different.
Facts.
It's cool though, dude. Have you seen I forget what the name of it was, but they actually implemented React in Rust.
That's cool.
And it compiles to WASM and it literally just does what React does like on the web, but it's in WASM on Rust. It's fucking crazy.
But why?
Because it's fucking fast as shit.
It sounds like you guys should work on the product.
Yeah, I want to build out something more fully fleshed out using Rust. We'll see. Like the thing is with me is like I don't really build desktop applications or just like random scripts anymore. So I'm always like, oh, let me build a web backend using like this latest framework or like language and framework. And I'm like, but it's like I have enough side projects and it's like context switching between different like languages and all that crap just gets exhausting after a while, mentally exhausting.
I'm sure.
Yeah, it's like for that kind of shit, like I really have difficulty like finding out what to build. Like Reason is easy for me because like Reason had like a good UI story, but like if something doesn't have like a great UI story, like I don't know what to build. Like I don't usually do systems programming, so I don't know like what kind of useful like systems utility I would even build other than services.
Yeah, that's real.
You know what I mean? Like other than like some services that I could write in some other shit pretty easily. Whether it be like Node or Go or whatever the fuck, like, you know, like, well, you know, what am I actually gonna, like, I'm not going to write like some like fucking image classification algorithm in C or some shit, you know, like.
That's real.
That's not going to happen. I'll tell you that right now. But, you know, if there's like a UI library for the shit, or, you know, like you could take something soup to nuts, I'm happy to do it because I could build my dumb shit like synthesizers. or games.
Yeah, I know. I think it's interesting. Like, I always want to be able to go that. I haven't had the opportunity to, but I would love to be able to build out, and maybe I will in the next year or so, just go very systems level, just for from a perf perspective, and go pick up a Rust or whatever. Just go.
What do you even build though?
I would build some sort of deployment system that would be better for things that I'm building.
You're going to categorize your home pornography is what you're saying?
That's correct. Just like a porn classifier. Yeah. Well, you know, when we launch our porn site, that we're going to have to build everything from scratch. So,
mm-hmm.
So there'll be no, we'll have to build it all in house. We'll call it Rusty.
Rusty. Rustytrombone.io.
Well, that'll be the microservice name or macroservice in our case.
Trombone.rusty.io.
Exactly.
That's like the developer endpoint.
So like,
What kind of podcast did you think this was?
This is not.
I don't know. Well, it's mad different from my podcast. That's all I'm saying.
This is why it's real, because it's like.
Why don't you tell the folks at home about your podcast?
Yeah. I mean, it's like we just record so sporadically. I don't even want to really talk about it. But you know, I'm half of Two Black Nerds. It's me and my best friend from undergrad. We started a podcast right after we graduated from college. About 4 years ago, no, 5 years ago. When did we start? No, 4 years ago. And yeah, basically we just talk about anything and everything, right? Like whether it's about tech stuff, like tech-related things, current events, more like current technology, books we're reading, habits, or like just random stuff, just shooting the shit. And sometimes we bring people on. It's been tight.
I'm just saying, if you need guests.
Yeah, we're here.
Yo, got you.
We're out here.
That'd be tight, yeah. We're trying to figure out next schedule time to like record and all that. So we'll see how it goes.
Word.
Nice.
All right, one last GitHub question. What's the like progression of a GitHub engineer? Like, and like for like, what's the like acme of success in this in GitHub?
Not sure, to be quite honest. I've only been there for a year. Seeing people start off, like come in at like, you know, mid-level and get into senior. Then as you, I think from, for the most part, I don't even know. It's like, you know, ownership of projects. It's interesting because it's like, even if you're not a senior engineer, people are giving like great responsibility, right? Or like huge projects and ownership over those projects. So it's been tight to see, and you can do that even if you're like, you know, not a senior engineer, a senior engineer, a staff. Then you have like principal and stuff like that. So that's kind of like the career ladder. It's more about like, you know, cross-organizational impact as a senior engineer is generally how people can progress to staff. And even just having like organizational impact or like a huge impact on your team and ownership, and even that cross-organizational impact is great as well. So yeah. I don't know. It's like still broad. I'm still trying to figure it out. I just like building stuff. I just like writing code. I just go into work, right? As like, you know, work with my teammates and build dope shit and go on with my life, you know? So dude,
sounds pretty sweet.
Totally. Yeah, I love it.
Dope shit.
Yeah. Now I work with like, this is how I've worked on some pretty good teams before, but like, this is like probably the best team I've worked on just in terms of like people's not only like raw intelligence, but also like, you know, humility, empathy, compassion, and like, you know, just general like positivity. And I just that's like awesome. Yeah, I love going to work every single day.
That's awesome that you got a sick team.
Yeah, it's been good. I'm realizing I'm talking to more, the more I talk to people about work and they're like, why are you so happy about work? I'm like, okay, I fucking love my team. And everybody's like, oh, must be nice. You know, I'm realizing more and more that it's rare. So yeah, I'm fortunate in that regard.
That's awesome.
That's tight. Should we go on to picks?
Yeah.
All right. So every week we pick our favorite shit, shout outs, products, books, whatevs. Ken, start while I pull up the name of this book.
I'm going to go for my first pick. It's going to be this chain off of Amazon because I look like fucking Drake right now. And that's pretty cool.
You do not look like Drake. Nothing about you resembles Drake right now, actually, Ken.
Yeah, you're just mad that you don't look like Drake. So there's that. My second pick is the Newmark DJ to go.
Oh, I think I had, yeah, that's a good, that's dope. That's what you're using for spinning?
No, I mean, it's not what I usually use, right? Like, I usually use like turntables or like a S4 or something like that. But Jared, hilariously, I'm DJing at React Advance.
You're DJing?
Yeah, the after.
Are you getting paid?
No, it's all synthwave.
Oh, my God.
They wanted me to play my shit and a bunch of other synthwave. I mean, DJing is in quotes, right? For the most part.
Okay.
It's not like I'm going to be like fucking spinning, right? But like, if you're like traveling to Europe and then unexpectedly DJing a conference after party, then this is a very,
that's the product for you,
packed way to get it done right here. Like, it's got everything you need to really, you know, do your thing, unless you're like fucking really cutting it the fuck out. Like, it'll do.
Lit.
It's got a really nice Serato integration. You guys ever use Serato?
No, yeah. But I heard all that shit breaks with Catalina.
Yeah, like, you know who hasn't upgraded to Catalina?
This I did.
Right here.
I did it.
Congrats, you played yourself.
No, that shit, it'll break everything. It'll break everything.
This is why I don't ever upgrade, like, in the first week. Because, like, I wait for that 10-point, or I wait for that 0.1 release. That fixes everything in the initial, like, release. And then you're good to go.
Yeah. No, man. Fucking my drum machine will stop working. My keyboard will stop working. All my fucking Reason drum machine will stop working. Fuck that. That shit is, I'll be on Catalina in 2 months.
Yeah, no, that's real.
So yeah, right. And a story, I fucking look like Drake. Jared, what are your picks?
All right, I got a couple. First pick is... Not looking like Drake. A book by Julie Zhou. She's the VP of design at Facebook. She also is a pretty good writer. If you follow her on Medium. It's called The Making of a Manager. Fire fucking book. About halfway through it, it's pretty lit. So yeah, The Making of a Manager, Julie Zhou. Second is, I found this thing the other day that's like a Heroku alternative. It's called render.com.
Oh, dope.
Yo, it's like not bullshit pricing. Like, Heroku's great. Like, look, your Heroku, it's super sweet. It's free for hobbyists or whatever. But as soon as you need to launch in production, it's like, oh, holy shit, it's $100 a month.
I want to pay $28 a month for Heroku, dude.
No, but like, if you need to run it in like multiple dinos, and like, you have the database and you have the logging and you have the beta app and you have...
Okay, so hold on, pause. Is your first mistake is paying for a database on Heroku? Because that is like straight up robbery.
This is my point. I'm saying that like, this shit just starts getting expensive is my point. Anyway.
Yeah. Fuck is this shit? This looks sick, man.
Dude, render.com is dope. It's like, basically, if you use Now V1, which is like Docker-based, if you use Docker and you like Dockerize your shit, Render is $7 a month, and you can do not just like, you just do Dockerized everything, and it's $7 a month per container or whatever. And you also, it does workers and crons and like all the shit that like Now like didn't quite get to in V1, and then like scrapped when it went serverless. So like, I don't know. It's like Now V1, but it seems to work.
This is pretty badass.
And the latency on it, which is another issue with Now V1, is like pretty, it's like only like 60 milliseconds. So Now V1 latency was like fucking 300. So. Anyways, so like, it's pretty tight. I don't know. It's like Heroku's like Docker shit's like not that. It's got a registry. Like it's like a little. It's like one extra step if you're using a registry system. So, anyways, render.com, pretty sweet. And then my last one is I've been writing a shit ton of PHP like in the last 2 weeks, actually like in WordPress. And so first of all, like PHP, pretty fucking good idea. Like I gotta say, like yeah, it's whack. But it's not that whack. Like, I don't know.
Get the
like,
fuck out of here.
Dude, I don't know. Like, I kind of fuck with it. It's like...
Wait. Like are you using it like new school style?
Oh, yeah. I'm going like ham.
Like, are you using like Laravel or some shit? Like, what are you doing?
No,
Laravel's actually pretty tight.
Laravel's pretty tight. Pretty no, I haven't done that. I haven't gone that far. I'm just using like WordPress. Like, but no, I'm not using... I like literally am writing a WordPress theme from scratch, like from bare, like it's like WordPress and I'm writing like a WordPress and Tailwind like combined, Tailwind CSS. And dude, it's like not like I'm pretty fucking productive. Like I could, and anyways, my big shout out is the dude who made like Advanced Custom Field, because that dude is on a fucking, that Advanced Custom Field plugin for WordPress, that dude I hope is on a yacht with like 400 people and like bottle service and helicopters and lots of things that are ridiculous, because this dude fucks.
I hope he's heavily. On a yacht with four people and they all have big titties.
Kenneth.
That's the only way to yacht. Yeah,
I think him and the Gravity Forms dude are just fucking balling out every night.
Just helicopter cocaine fucking madness?
Dude, just like Wolf of Wall Street. Like, these guys are just blowing it up. So those are my picks.
We should invent something, man. Why is everything free in JavaScript? This is bullshit.
I know. It's just bullshit. Like,
I mean,
PHP or just make some fucking plugins for shit. Like, why are we mad Shopify plugins and whatnot?
Ken could be making out here making, like, you know, products. But he's out here making synthesizers and freaking Reason ML. So there's that.
Yeah, Ken.
You could build MIDI DST plugins, actually, and probably charge for them or something.
I want to make like the best 808 plugin. Like, I want to make like the SoundCloud Rap 808 plugin.
You're thinking like, wrong. You want to make the best Gmail add-on. That's for.
Like, Jared, do you listen to Lil Pump?
A little bit.
So like, I want like to make an 808 thing where it's like three knobs, each of which has like no actual technical naming. It's just like crunk and fuck and something else, right? And you can just kind of tweak them, and it just like just fucks up the bass. So it's just like,
why don't we just make an app that is like voice memos, but it lets you use your auto tune code?
Yo, that would be so fucking sick. I want to do a whole episode of this podcast in auto tune. Once I figure out how to route it,
I'm so down.
Are you okay with that?
I'm down. We gotta do another episode. Can we do that episode with the Facetune filter or whatever for like make us girls?
Yeah, for sure. I'd actually prefer to be a kitten.
Face app, whatever the fuck it's called.
Face app.
Oh, yeah. Is that one app that like was collecting people's faces and probably for questionable reasons?
What, you know? you mean
that's
Facebook?
The shit that makes you old, right?
No, hey. Facebook.
Hey.
Salud.
Shout out. Yo, Matt Funny. All right, any other picks?
I didn't even know I were picking anything. Like, I just got to plug mine.
Plug it.
Yeah, so check out GitHub Actions in beta. You can sign up at github.com, I think, /features/actions. Let's see, what else? Check out Seeker at seeker.company. Job board as a service for all your job board needs. And you can check out Two Black Nerds at twoblacknerds.com. And if you want to follow your boy on Twitter, you can catch me at Kwuchu, that's Kwuchu. And yeah, just going to plug all those.
Nice.
All right, gents. Well, thanks for coming on. Truly
appreciate it. Thank y'all for having me.
Thanks for coming through, man.
This has been real. All right. So for the Undefined Podcast, I'm Jared Palmer.
And I'm Ken Wheeler. Fuck you guys. Until next time.
Peace.